Alan and Jerry, you're both very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me in studio.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So Alan, you're taking over from your dad in O'Shea Insurance. Talk us through how that process came about and why you decided to take on the reins.
Yeah, I've been around insurance markets since a young age. Initially, when I was 18, I went in there after school and studied with the Insurance Institute for 3 or 4 years. And then I moved to London for 5-6 years in the London markets. So yeah, I've been around it for a long while. So
fantastic. Tell us a little bit about your background, I suppose, and what you studied and a little bit about your experience in London as well.
Yeah, so I initially completed my CIP exams with the Insurance Institute, went to London and studied with the Chartered Insurance Institute there for a year or two. And then I moved back 5-6 years ago and started studying with LIA and the QFA exams. So that's the
history of it.
That's the history of it.
Brilliant. And Jerry, obviously you're well established yourself in the business as well. And I suppose it is a family business, which is hugely important. And I suppose it's lovely to see local businesses and family businesses continuing on that tradition. So you must be very proud to see Alan taking over.
Absolutely. Well, my reason that I arrived in Tralee was back in 1979 when the Insurance Corporation of Ireland, as it was known then, it's now Allianz, opened a branch office and I came down as an inspector. And I was working there with them until 1983. And I set up my own practice then. And it's been 43 years on the go.
Fantastic. That's a long tradition. It's brilliant. You must be very proud.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, fantastic. And I suppose you've taken a step backwards now. So you're not gone completely from the business, but no. You've taken a step back. So talk me through that. I suppose, why did you decide that now might be the time? And what your role maybe involves now as well, Jerry?
Well, somebody would say I'm a senior citizen. So there comes a time when you have to say, hey, hold it. So I find it hard to give up work because find something to do is the issue. So I keep the brain operating. I don't want to interfere too much, but I'm there for advice.
And that's nice as well, because it is a big change, isn't it? Like, you know, going from working full time every day, I suppose, and building such a great legacy and a great business as well, to completely stepping back. I couldn't imagine someone doing that, I suppose, in your position. So it's nice, I suppose, to be able to have, I suppose, a little step back, have a bit of free time, but still be there, as you said, and keeping the brain ticking over and active and still playing a role in the business you built.
Correct. But you have to give youth a chance as well. And Alan has the qualifications and the experience. And I'm just there mentoring, really. And he takes it from here.
Fantastic. And Alan, you're lucky because it's a good mentor to have as well in your dad.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's good to pick his brains if there's any complex risk or anything. It's just good to talk things through. So
it certainly is. Tell me, Alan, I suppose, a little bit about the business. I know obviously a lot of people listening would be very familiar because you have such a strong background, I suppose, in the area as well and a big legacy built up at this stage. But in case anyone listening maybe isn't familiar, just a little bit about the services that you can offer
people.
Yeah,
so what we historically have always been doing is general insurance, which is your commercial clients, liability risks. And we do personal lines as well, which is your cars, houses, commercial vehicles. We've recently went into the life and pension space, so that'd be your life insurance, pensions, protection products. So that's what we've recently started doing as well. So
brilliant. And how is business going?
Yeah, we're really busy at the minute, which is a good complaint.
It certainly is. That's great to hear. Talk me through a little bit about your decision to follow in your dad's footsteps. Was it just, I suppose, from watching him over the years working hard and building a business? Did it rub off on you a bit, you think?
Yeah, it rubbed off on me, and it's enjoyable. You meet all sorts of people day to day, and it's enjoyable. So that's what it was, and I liked it. I took a keen interest when I went to London, and then I got far more exposure Wallace, I was there and I really liked it. So, and I had the opportunities, either I stayed in London or come back. So that was the decision 4 or 5 years ago. So
okay, brilliant. And Jerry, a lot has changed, I can imagine, in the industry from when you would have first started it to, I suppose, the present day in terms of insurance. Like, we're constantly, I suppose, hearing different things in the news about it as well. It's a topical issue, isn't it, really, or area, should I say?
Years ago, business was done either directly with an insurance company or through a broker. That has all changed now with online products available. But there's always room for an insurance broker. People like the personal touch. Somebody there at the end of the phone if there's a problem. You know, if you're talking to a machine, so to speak, not very handy if there's a problem, you know. So that's why there's always a market there. In fact, I think there's room for everybody in the business, you know. Direct Line and brokers.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. And obviously over the years as well, Gerry, you would have built up quite a wide client base as well. So it must be nice for them, I suppose, as well, to still have that family aspect. I suppose they're still dealing with the same family as well now that Alan has taken over.
Well, a lot of my clients are with me since the start. Now they're getting to my vintage, and they're younger people coming on in their businesses. So it's loyalty really is very important. You know, the fly-by-night guys that come 1 year and 2 years, they're not really interested in those guys. It's the guys that are with you for 10 years, and we've plenty of those guys.
That's great to hear. It's fantastic. And that loyalty is so important as well when it comes to local business, which is fantastic to see that, that you're experiencing it. Alan, talk me through, I suppose, your clients that you have and how you would work with them to make sure they get the best value in terms of insurance.
Yeah, like we have a right mix of clients. The issues have, there's so many insurers in the market. It's the conditions. Like, it's not all about price. It's about conditions and nailing down what exactly a client needs and making sure the covers match what they require for their business.
And I suppose you're lucky because from what your dad was saying there as well, you know your clients very well because so many of them have been with you for so many years. So that obviously stands to you as well when you are working with them and trying to get them that best deal, I suppose.
Yeah, no, exactly. And you obviously, there's new guys coming in. So like, we have a couple of big clients and there's changes there structurally as well. So which I've been dealing with them for years as well. So which it's seamless. So
I suppose I wanted to ask you a little bit as well about the conflict in the Middle East, because obviously that's having an impact and it's quite far reaching. I suppose it's lots of different areas that are being impacted and it's constantly changing, I suppose, as well. So it's probably a difficult one to answer in a way. But is it having an impact, Alan, on the moment on investments?
Well, it is. It fluctuates. It's day to day. They're up and down. But like, advice is, if you're in the markets, if it's long term, advice is to stick and stay. Historically, it always comes back. That'll be the advice. Stay where you are.
That's good advice.
And let it ride.
Yeah, because I suppose that's kind of, you know, investments are risky on a good day anyway, aren't they, as well? And I suppose the benefit as well is that if anyone has an investment and they're not sure maybe what to do, that they can pick up the phone to the likes of yourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
You're at the helm now, obviously, Alan, and you're taking on the new role. How have you been finding it so far? How is it going for you?
Yeah, it's challenging. Well, it's been like this for the last number of years, but obviously it's formal now, so it's stressful, but day to day. But we have a good team behind us as well, which helped me. It's challenging every day, but yeah. I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's good. And it's good, I suppose, to have a challenge like that as well, because it drives you, doesn't it? And it kind of keeps you interested in what you're doing as well.
Yeah, no, exactly. It gets you out of bed every morning. So,
as you look to the future, do you have any plans for the business in terms
like
of growth?
Yeah, we want to grow it, which is what we ultimately want to do. A lot of it, like personal lines, probably will tend to go online and stuff. So you need to focus on the specialist stuff, advice on the commercial side and obviously the life and pension side of the business. That's ultimately where it will go.
Fantastic. Yeah. If anyone is listening and they want to contact you, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah, if you give the office a call, 066-712-5182, or you'll find us online, you can send a submission in.
Fantastic. A new generation taking over, Gerry. So exciting times ahead, I can imagine.
Absolutely. And looking forward to it.
Yeah, fantastic. Absolutely. Well, look, continued success. And thank you both for coming in and enjoy your small bit of free time, Gerry, that you have now. But success to you, Alan, as well. But thanks so much for coming in, both of you.
Thanks for having us.